Can you afford another increase in the registration fee?
No. No, I couldn't. As it is, the registration fee at €2,000 already is a struggle. It's something which I wouldn't like to see an increase in, because I do believe it is starting to marginalise those on lower incomes.
Can you afford a decrease in your grant?
Well, I don't actually receive the grant. I am on Back to Education, but I do have an opinion that decreasing the grant is, again, marginalising a section of the community that just simply cannot afford such a low income from a grant for college. College is an expensive place, it's an expensive time, and to actually take money away from people when previous governments and this government have pledged a knowledge-based society, it just doesn't sit.
If you were forced to leave college, where do you think you'd be?
Well, to be honest, I'd be just another statistic. I would end up more than likely on the dole, because I wouldn't have the qualifications to get a job. Yeah, I'd just become another burden on the state.
What would you like your local representative to do about this?
I'd like them all to be on the same page. I'd like them all to actually realise what is happening with the grants, that we are they are marginalising certain sections of the community, and what it's going to lead to in the future is an elitist system where only the very wealthy can have the proper education, where education for those that don't have access to such wealth will be minimal.
And as you find yourself and your family at the moment, can you actually afford college?
Honest answer, no. I can't afford it at the moment as it is. I've had to renegotiate on my mortgage. I've had to speak to my utility suppliers because I can't afford to pay them. So I've had to have meters put in. I'm not ashamed to say I've had to go to MABS and get MABS to talk to these people. And it all comes down, if I wasn't here and I just had my door, I would be a lot better off. But I'm here because I want to educate myself. I want a better future for myself and my family. And I did actually, I had the privilege of speaking to a former Minister for Education, and I spoke to him about this, that during the 80s, I was forced to leave school and work because of the lack of money and the recession at the time. And I said, no way was I letting it happen again. If it cost me my house, it cost me my house, but they're not going to cost me my education.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you.